on the day to the USA.
Thank you.
happy I am the rest of my life. Hey, hey, you know I feel all right again.
Big Bill Morgan Field from his brand new disc, Blues with a Mood. I Feel All Right Again, a number that Junior Parker recorded back in 1960. Others have recorded it since. And Big Bill has had several discs out. This is just his latest. His first one came out back in 1999. And he was born in Chicago back in 1956. With a name like Morgan Field, it's not surprising that he's a son of McKinley Morgan Field, better known as Muddy Waters. Big Bill was raised in southern Florida by his grandmother. His first occupation was as a teacher. He had, degrees in English and also in communication. Got into playing the blues after his father died in 1983. Big Bill Morgan Field. Before hearing Big Bill here on KRVS, we heard Zora Young. She's from Chicago. We heard her from her disc Learn My Lesson. That one came out in the year 2000. She did a cover of Living in the USA. We're going to turn next to Big Bill's daddy, Muddy Waters. We're going to go back to 1977, Muddy Waters' album Hard Again, produced by Johnny Winter. Winter played on this disc, as did James Cotton on blues harp. Here's a sort of phrase that Muddy got a lot of mileage out of. Muddy Waters with the blues had a baby and they named it rock and roll.
Named it baby rock and roll. Maybe Phil said it. You know the blues got soul. Pine Top said it. You know the blues got soul. Well, the blues gonna have a baby. We'll be right back. got soul. When all the blues had a baby, and they named him Rock and Roll.
Got me standing around crying. Oh, baby, look how you got me standing around crying. Resting on my mind. Oh, baby, I ain't gonna be riding you around in my automobile. Riding you round in my automobile. You got so many men, I'm afraid you may get me killed. Nothing like you used to be. No, don't get me killed, honey. Oh, baby, you ain't nothing like you used to be. I was deep in love with a little girl. You were just sweet as an apple on a tree.
Eric Clapton from the disc From the Cradle. It came out in 1994 and won Eric a Grammy in the category of Best Traditional Blues. Eric doing Standing Around Crying, a Muddy Waters tune. Great disc. Eric covers tunes by Leroy Carr, Eddie Boyd, Lowell Fulson, Willie Dixon, in this case Muddy Waters, all sorts of really fine artists. Of course, we heard Muddy Waters prior to hearing Eric Clapton. We heard Muddy from 1977 doing a number called The Blues Had a Baby and They Called It Rock and Roll. One of the people he mentioned in that tune, when he goes down through a pantheon of characters that say the blues has soul, I think it was right before he mentioned Queen Victoria's name. We heard him mention Otis Spann. We're going to turn next to Otis Spann. Otis, originally from Jackson, Mississippi, he joined the Muddy Waters Band in Chicago back in 1953 and helped really anchor that band with their sort of new sound, the new blues, electric blues ensemble that was emerging back in the early 1950s. Otis played with Muddy Waters on into 1969. By that time, he had been recording on his own somewhat and also touring a bit and often recording with the Muddy Waters band backing him up. Case in point on this next number from 1967, Otis Band backed up by Muddy Waters and the band doing a number called Dr. Blues.
This program is sponsored by the Office of Dr. Ann Lorentz Dental Artistry, now offering anxiety-free sedation dentistry. Dr. Ann Lorentz Dental Artistry, located at 101 West Marshall Avenue near River Ranch in Lafayette. The number for more information or to schedule an appointment is 406-1110, online at drannlorentz.com.
Thank you.
Elmore James on guitar and vocals with a number called I See My Baby. Elmore James influenced just about any blues artist that picked up a slide after the early 1950s. All of them virtually had been influenced or were going to be influenced by Elmore James. James never had all that much personal success as far as royalties and that sort of thing. He never had an album out under his own name during his lifetime. He died in 1963. He had a heart condition and unfortunately never really had the chance to get the fame and fortune that he really deserved in blues. Before we heard Elmore James, we heard Otis Spann here on KRVS, backed up by the Muddy Waters Band from 1967. He did a number called Dr. Blues, and the lyrics of that tune were going to apply to him in a very short period of time. Yeah, early in 1970, after having left the Muddy Waters Band to go out on his own, he was diagnosed with cancer, and he died in April of that year at the age of 40. We're going to turn to a couple of younger artists, at least compared to Elmore James, that were heavily influenced by James. His slashing style of electric slide has been accessible to a lot of musicians. It's something that could be replicated. It's very dynamic, and also the vocals of Elmore James were often very emotive, very strident. Case in point, about the influence of Elmore James from the disc Blues Deluxe that came out in 2003. Here's Joe Bonamassa with a cover of the Elmore James tune, Wild About You, Baby.
Just won't treat me right. Yes, I'm one about you, darling, and you just won't treat me right. Leave home early in the morning and you stay out all night. Yes, you leave me, baby, and you stay away all night long. Yes, you leave me, darling, and you stay away all night long. Keep me weaving and crying up, baby, and I hope you come back home. Hey, hey. Done me wrong. Yes, you leave me, baby, and I know you done me wrong. I turn over on my pillow and I hope you come back home. My right.
give me another woman, and I hope you find your man. The sky is crying. Can you see the tears roll down the street? The sky is crying. Can you see the tears roll down the street? Give a Can you see the tears roll down my nose?
From 1985, Stevie Ray Vaughan with a cover of the Elmore James tune, The Sky is Crying. Prior to hearing Stevie Ray, we heard Joe Bonamassa with another Elmore James tune, Wild About You Baby, Joe Bonamassa on guitar and vocals from his disc Blues Deluxe. Both these gentlemen owing a bit of gratitude to Elmore James and his vocals and guitar styles, although Stevie Ray's performance of The Sky is Crying definitely is a nod towards the guitar stylings of the late Albert King. You're listening to The Blues Box here on Public Radio for Acadiana, KRVS. We have blues for you till 1 this afternoon. Right now we're going to take a look at some of the music going on around the area. There is a lot happening. Tonight, Yvette Landry as well as Bill Kirshen, both will be playing at Blue Moon Saloon. Walter Jr. plays Emanelli this evening. Circus Genetic and Self-Aware Wolf play Artmosphere. The Modern Jazz Movement appears at Blue Dog Cafe tonight. The Wayne Blue Burns Band will be at Clementine in New Iberia. The Shiz and Lily Lewis at the Wild Salmon this evening. Lerone Rubin will be at Charlie G's tonight and tomorrow night. Tomorrow morning, Jeffrey Broussard and the Creole Cowboys will play for a Zydeco breakfast at the Café des Amis in Bro Bridge. Tomorrow afternoon, there's a Cajun jam at Vermilionville here in Lafayette. Tomorrow evening, Hugh and the Wrecking Crew play Agave Mexican Grill. Also tomorrow night, the Rayo Brothers are having a CD release party at Artmosphere. The Specklers and the Zigzag Wanderers will be at Blue Moon Saloon. The Wayne Blue Burns Band plays Blue Dog Cafe tomorrow evening. Lerone Rubin will be at Charlie G's. And also tomorrow night, there's a tribute to Hank Williams Sr. at Liberty Theater in Eunice. And Mission vs. Madness, Riptide, and Epiphany all play Wild Salmon tomorrow evening. Steve Riley will be at La Poussière and Bro Bridge. And tomorrow, of course, is the day for Kenny Neal's Family and Friends Heritage Blues Festival taking place at the West Baton Rouge Parish Multipurpose Arena in Port Allen. Music starts at 12 noon, goes on till 7:30 p.m., and quite a number of fine bands. The accent here is mainly on musicians from the Baton Rouge area, and of course Baton Rouge has been providing great, great blues artists to this country and their culture for many, many years now. The Voyage Band kicks things off at 12 noon. Chris LeBlanc follows at 1:15, then Little Ray Neal Band with special guest James Johnson. Johnson, one of the people that recorded with Slim Harpo back in the 50s and 60s. Then a Tyree Neal Band, then Larry Garner with special guest Henry Gray. Of course, Henry is a Louisiana blues icon and also a great, he was a fine Chicago blues pianist for a number of years. Kenny Neal appears at 6:15 p.m. He's going to have with him special guest Rudy Richard, another guitarist that played with Slim Harpo in the 50s and 60s. There's also the Heritage Stage, which will be kicking off when there are breaks in on the main stage, changing sets, that sort of thing. They're asking to bring canned goods to donate, bring lawn chairs. If you'd like more information on Kenny Neal's festival, again, tomorrow in West Baton Rouge Parish, go to kennyneal.net/heritage. That's kennyneal.net/heritage. Also tomorrow night, Gordon Goodwin will be in town. He's a Grammy and Emmy Award-winning artist and also the leader of Los Angeles' Big Fat Band. He'll be a special guest with the University of Louisiana Lafayette Jazz Ensemble. They will be performing at Angel Hall Auditorium tomorrow night starting at 7:30 p.m. So some great, great jazz taking place tomorrow night. Good festival and good jazz on Saturday. Sunday, Sassafras Jubilee plays for a brunch at Blue Dog Cafe. Megan Brown and friends will play for a Bal de Dimanche she'll be playing at Prejean's tomorrow. That's right. Zydeco Ray at Randall's and Briggs Brown and the Bayou Cajuns will be playing for a Bal de Dimanche at Vermilionville. Sunday afternoon, also Sunday, Pine Leaf Boys play for a Zydeco brunch at Artmosphere. Monday night, there's bluegrass every Monday night at Cité des Arts in downtown Lafayette. Also, Keith Blair and Dustin Saunier play Scotty's Ice House on Monday. Tuesday night is Songwriters Night at Artmosphere, also Songwriters Night at Oasis Sports Bar and Backstage Bar and Grill. And Tuesday's also the night for a jazz jam at Bisbano's. This coming Wednesday, Nouveau String Band will be playing at Café des Amis in Bro Bridge. And there's also a Cajun jam Wednesday at Blue Moon Saloon. Right now, music from Kenny Neal. He has something like 19 discs and albums out there. One of many, many fine talents, again, to come out of Baton Rouge. And he'll be, of course, performing at his festival tomorrow from his 1992 release, Bayou Blood. Here's Kenny Neal with a number called Going to the Country.
Well, I'm going to the country, baby, 'cause the country is where I'd rather be. I can't take no more, 'cause the city is killing me. I'm gonna take along my guitar and sing the blues on a big old tree. I'm gonna listen to the birds sing and watch Mother Nature do her thing.
Support for KRVS comes from Trails, helping build and maintain more bikeable, multi-use pathways and walkable communities throughout Louisiana. Trails focuses on designing bike and pedestrian trails by way of grants, fundraising events, and supporting and promoting bicycling and walking events. Details online at latrail.org.
Floor. Make me down a pallet on your floor. make me down a pallet, a pallet soft and low. I'm broke and I got nowhere to go. Make me down a pallet on your floor. Make me down a pallet on your floor. Make me down a pallet close behind your door. Make it so my good man will never know. We're in the blues everywhere I see. We're in the blues everywhere I see. We're in the blues, honey, everywhere I see. No one ever had the blues like me. Play your guitar, please.
Thomas with a rendition of Make Me a Pallet on Your Floor. This from her disc After the Rain. This came out after Katrina in 2006. It won her a very well-deserved Grammy. Irma Thomas. Irma was preceded by Kenny Neal. We heard Kenny from the disc Bayou Blood. He did a tune called Going to the Country, playing guitar and blues harp on that number. And again, Kenny's going to have his Kenny Neal Family and Friends Heritage Blues Festival tomorrow in West Baton Rouge Parish. We're going to turn to another Louisiana musician here on KRVS, a little different flavor on this next one. We're going to turn to Robert Pete Williams, who spent time in Angola back in the 1950s. He was arrested for killing a man in a bar, and allegedly in self-defense, but he did go to prison and was released. He was paroled after some intervention by Dr. Harry Oster, who was at LSU at the time, a folklore at LSU. And anyway, it's a very interesting story, interesting guy. Here is Robert Pete Williams from 1960 with Pardon Denied Again.
Lord, I carried myself on pardon board. know I got an out again. Been on the boat 3 times. Each time I was renowned. But I hope it's in the good law. Lord, have mercy on me. To tell me the gun was on the bow. All around the boat looking at them people's kids. Lord, they must have passed mine riding. Because they denied me again. Lord, have mercy on me. Lord, have mercy on me. I've been trying, Lord, every day of my life. Please, Lord, have mercy on me. Say that word, that I would, they will give me some kind of change. Please, please, Lord, get in the hearts of them people around them, pardon both. And Lord, let them feel my sorrow too. Lord, I fell out on my knees. I prayed both night and day, hoping people would help me long. Lord, have mercy on my dying soul. Lord, I know. Well, I know my cases ain't too bad, Lord. I just can't see why they beat me this way. Lord, have mercy on my dying soul. I got a big family on my head. These are dead, that fever waiting on me to repair. Oh, Lord, it will mean he return again back to my home. Oh, Lord, have mercy on me. I got, man told me that he was going right. Now let her do the gun for me. And I hope he will help me along. Praying to the Lord, he hear my prayer. I wish that God would take sides with me. Lord, have mercy on me. This all I got to say to you today. Please help me along in the name of God.
Treating that
late Snooky Pryor on blues harp and vocals from his 1999 Blind Pig Records release. Shake My Hand, a number, of course, called Someday Baby. Snooky Pryor got his start after mustering out of the Army back in the mid-1940s in Chicago. Snooky Pryor. He was preceded by Robert Pete Williams. We heard Robert Pete Williams from 1960 doing a number called A Pardon Denied Again, something that he had to know a bit about. He wasn't pardoned. He was paroled. And for quite a while after his release from Angola prison, he couldn't leave the state. And it wasn't until he served out the terms of his parole that he was allowed to play festivals and that sort of thing. Very, very interesting blues man, Robert Pete Williams. You're listening to The Blues Box here on Public Radio for Acadiana, KRVS. We have blues for you till 1 this afternoon. Coming up at 1 o'clock, of course, will be American Roots with host Nick Spitzer, and that's followed at 3 p.m. by the program Freetown Radio with Roger Cash. So do stay tuned for that. A lot of good music coming your way here on Public Radio for Acadiana. And KRVS broadcast on air at 88.7 FM, Lafayette and Lake Charles. We also stream live audio on the web at krvs.org. We are member-supported public radio. Listeners keep us on the air with annual contributions. If you're one of those listeners, we'd like to thank you for that support. If you're not, we hope that you'll become a member of public radio. We have to have new membership, and we can't bring you these programs without public support. You can find out all you need to know about that at krvs.org. And this program is also made possible in part by a grant from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and the University of Louisiana at Lafayette. We're going to break for the news with NPR coming up at 10:06, Aretha Franklin, so stay tuned for that. And to take us on up to news time, the late Gary Primich on blues harp from the disc Mr. Freeze with a number called Red Top.
Suitcase in my hand, standing on the corner with a suitcase in my hand. A brother, can you spare a ride for a most unlucky man? I gambled on my future with a bad poker hand. With a bad poker hand. So brother, won't you help him? Sad and broken hearted man. I took chances, I got reckless, thinking I was number one. I took so many chances, thinking I was number one.